Rudy Giuliani taps Watergate prosecutor John Sale to represent him in Ukraine impeachment probe. By Hannah Blow on October 1, 2019. President Trump's lawyer Rudy Giuliani has tapped Watergate prosecutor John Sale to represent him in the ongoing Democrat-led impeachment probe, it was revealed Tuesday. Giuliani has recruited former law school classmate and Watergate prosecutor John Sale to represent him in the ever-expanding Ukraine-centered impeachment probe. "I've just gotten involved," Sale said, according to Politico. "It's very complex. We're just starting to analyze what position we should take." The announcement was made a day following the House Democrats' issue of a subpoena, demanding Giuliani produce documents related to the Ukraine scandal by October 15. Chairman of the House Intelligence, Oversight, and Foreign Affairs Committees wrote in part, "Your failure or refusal to comply with the subpoena, including at the direction or behest of the President or the White House, shall constitute evidence of obstruction of the House's impeachment inquiry and may be used as an adverse inference against you and the President." "I have received a subpoena signed only by Democrat chairs who have prejudged this case," Giuliani responded. "It raises significant issues concerning legitimacy and constitutional and legal issues, including, inter alia, attorney-client and other privileges. It will be given appropriate consideration," he added. As Breitbart News reported, the development comes after Giuliani said he wouldn't cooperate with House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff, DCA, as part of the House Democrats' formal impeachment inquiry. "I think he should be removed. If they remove Adam Schiff and put a neutral person in, a Democrat who hasn't expressed an opinion, if I had a judge in the case and announced he was going to impeach, wouldn't I move to recuse that judge?" the lawyer said. When pressed by ABC News host George Stephanopoulos on cooperating with Schiff, he clarified his position, stating, "I said I would consider it." The subpoena represents the latest in the festering impeachment saga, sparked by a second-hand whistleblower complaint, which asserted that the president pressured Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in a July 25 call to investigate his political opponent, Joe Biden specifically, his involvement in and knowledge of his son's questionable overseas business practices. Trump authorized the release of the phone conversation, which showed no such pressure or quid pro quo. Nonetheless, Democrats used the conversation and whistleblower complaint as a catalyst for the impeachment probe. Biden's campaign hit back at Giuliani, who has been involved in investigating Hunter Biden's overseas business interests. The former vice president's campaign recently sent a letter to television networks, urging them to refrain from giving Giuliani airtime. "We write to demand that in service to the fact, you no longer book Rudy Giuliani, a surrogate for Donald Trump who has demonstrated that he will knowingly and willingly lie in order to advance his own narrative," Biden's campaign demanded. "WP, NBC, and CNN are going after me because I'm the messenger and covering up the message, Dem corruption," Giuliani wrote amid the continued impeachment fallout on Tuesday. Meanwhile, they have yet to ask Biden difficult questions because he is protected and immune like the Clintons and Crooked Clinton Foundation, he added.